Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Sippets. Thanks for tuning in to episode 38 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Of course, the Hockey Strength Podcast is brought to you by HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com is the only resource you're ever going to need for training your hockey players. So whether you're a parent, a player, a strength and conditioning professional, athletic trainer, physical therapist, whatever it may be, you're going to get something useful out of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. So check it out. Remember, if you're new, it's just a buck for the first 7 days. After that, you can join us for just $14.95 a month, or you can get 2 months free when you join for the whole year. So there's a ton of great value there, and we hope you'll check in soon. Check out the latest articles with us. Of course, the podcast is free. This is for everybody, and then we have lots of members-only content on the site. So today on episode 38 of the Hockey Strength Podcast, we're going to be talking to Mike Potenza from the San Jose Sharks. We're going to be talking with Coach Potenza about the SCAF meetings, the Strength Coaches Association of Professional Hockey. They're going to be having their annual sports performance meetings in Nashville, and that's along with the Athletic Trainer Society, the equipment managers, and NHL physicians. So a lot of minds together there. There's a separate track for the strength coaches. So all the NHL guys will be there, and it's a great gathering of the minds. They have some awesome presenters that we're going to talk about with Coach Potenza. So there's not much else to say. We'll let Coach Potenza talk about these presenters individually and talk about what a great event this is going to be. It is open to the public, so anybody can go. I know personally that's the same weekend as the Perform Better Summit in Chicago, so I'll be there. So unfortunately, I won't be able to make it, but we're going to do our best to talk to these presenters before the SCAF meetings and make sure we can learn a little bit more about what they're talking about, and I'm sure they have tons of great information for us. So without any further delay, let's get started with Coach Mike Potenza. All right, I'm on the phone with the strength coach of the San Jose Sharks. Mike Potenza is joining us from... Actually, Mike, are you in San Jose or are you in L.A. right now?
We're in San Jose. Game three coming up.
Okay. So they're up 2-0 on the Kings at this point, so we'll see how that turns out. By the time this goes on air, we'll be well past that. But good luck to you guys, and thanks so much for joining me on a game day. I know you're super busy.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, the reason we reached out is because we see that you are doing some promotional stuff for a clinic or a conference that's coming up. The annual meeting for the PHATS and SVEM and SCAF in Nashville. And it turns out that the more I learn about this, the more I realize it is more than just an obscure collection of acronyms. This is actually the biggest annual meeting for the athletic trainers, the equipment managers, and also the strength coaches of professional hockey. So this is something that you're trying to kind of educate people. And this is more than just a meeting for the trainers and equipment managers and strength coaches themselves. You're trying to make this into something that is you know, open to the public, and this year you're really showing that with some awesome speakers. So tell us a little bit about the meeting and what we can expect there.
Right. You know, these meetings, these educational components, our educational meetings coincide with our NHL meetings, which the strength coaches, the equipment managers, and the athletic trainers will meet on policies that the NHL will hand down. It could be on supplements that are kind of limited for your team. It could be on goalie pad length and diameter and size. It could be on any medical issues that arise with athletic trainers. So the policy meetings are closed off, obviously, to those three disciplines with the league. But the educational components, what we've done is we've tried to open them up to other professionals in athletic training and strength and conditioning or sports performance, because we've collected a bunch of different speakers on both disciplines to kind of educate everybody, anybody who's geared into hockey. And, you know, a lot of the things that you'll see or speaker topics can also be used for other athletes, but obviously this collection of people and groups is in within hockey.
Yeah, and it looks like from the, you know, from the look of the speakers, I mean, we're talking about mobility stuff. We're talking about concussions. These are things that are going to apply across disciplines too. So I think it's a, I think it's a great, you know, really kind of reinforcing the team effort of working with guys, and it's stuff that's going to be good for trainers, good for therapists, good for strength coaches. Talk a little bit about the presenters that are coming.
Right. You know, on the concussion side, Ben Velasquez, I've known him for a little while now. He's very good in his training side, but he's also kind of carved a niche into the preventative exercise for concussions. I think that's getting a lot of airtime and media time in a bunch of different sports, not just hockey, but in football and soccer and in other youth sports. So Ben's going to bring an interesting flavor to it, because a lot of in the past at these meetings has been about evaluation and the intervention of keeping the athlete out until he is fit to return. So there's a lot of coordination between the athletic trainer and then the strength coach to kind of that onboarding process and that return to play program for that athlete. So with that, Ben is going to look at the preventative exercise, but he'll also, I think he'll talk a little bit about the return to play as well, which is going to be critical. You know, you don't want to rush a guy back from a concussion. I think if that, you know, what we've learned 20 years ago was like, well, an upper body injured athlete can continue to train in lower body, and we've changed that culture a lot now, because they'll continue to train. They just don't be shut down. I think what Ben's going to bring into the fold as well, maybe with a concussion, I don't think we should, you know, run that process through. We have to take a lot of time to make sure symptoms subside, but also let's look at the neck. Let's look at strengthening exercises that athlete can do to prevent any future concussions. On the next one, Carl Val is going to look at in-season monitoring, which, you know, data analytics is a very broad term. I think that, you know, it needs to be defined for the performance area a little bit in more detail. And if you're looking at monitoring, if you're looking at performance monitoring, which I'd rather use the term in, your day-to-day performance monitoring, whether it be heart rate, catapult, or strength exercises, or tracking corrective exercises and changes, Carl talks about the interventions that go along with it, which I think is a much, much more appropriate and important outlook on it, because we can all talk about what we want to capture, but the meat and potatoes is what you want to intervene on, and how you're going to do that, what strategies you can use to fix stuff once you find that there's an issue through the data. Yeah. And then Bill Knowles is very, very good speaker. I've known Bill for about 12 years now, and his return to play programs for lower body injuries, including the knee or any fractures or breaks of the bones of the lower body, or even now the hip, have been amazing. Like, he's been a great friend, but also a really great professional to learn from. His teaching style is it's very, very effective. And some people may have seen him speak before, but he's very big and with all athletes. He's worked with hockey all the way through, you know, soccer and the EPL, rugby to downhill skiers to swimmers like Dara Torres. So I think we're going to get a lot of great information out of Bill. And we're all dealing with some sort of return to from injury plan. So with Bill helping us out or kind of outlining everything, it's a good compass to have when you're going down that road of return to play as an injured athlete, young or old. And then Mark Scappaticci is a soft tissue therapist out of Toronto. Been around for a long time, has worked with a bunch of NHL teams and then pro athletes and Olympic athletes in Toronto. He has his own fascial abrasion technique. It does include a tool that is probably on the comparable to Graston, but the tool shape and things like that is much different than Graston. Mark's also going to talk about soft tissue trends in hockey, which is pretty cool for everybody to see with all his time spent with pro athletes, pro hockey players, both male and female. And our final speaker is going to be Dr. James LaValle, which is kind of out there. It's a real detailed look at maybe what we're looking at the professional level with our high-end pros. But also, I think if other professionals, like in college or even in the private sector, can take one detail out of it, it's that, okay, the blood's really going to tell us what to eat, what not to eat. The blood's really going to tell us if we're broken down and fatiguing through our hormone levels. So James is going to look at that, or help us break down, help us understand how to look at that stuff. So I'm really excited to hear him speak because he has a lot of great ideas, and not just a nutrition talk, because he is a registered dietitian and naturopathic physician, but he's going to give us a perspective of how your diet can affect your adrenals and things like that, along with the fatigue that coincides with the season or training or high-end training.
Wow. I mean, the scope there is so big and really, really cool stuff. I think I'm definitely obviously going to reach out and try to get a hold of maybe each speaker. I mean, each one of those things could obviously be a podcast. So I think, you've done a great job kind of getting those guys together. Did you reach out? Did you make those connections, or is there a staff of people that's putting that together?
Yeah, Carl, I've known for a long time, so we've exchanged ideas, and now our biggest, kind of seems like every time we talk about monitoring, throughout the year, and I figured, well, you know what, this would be a great opportunity to talk to it's a buzz right now amongst our community of performance coaches, right? Websites are talking about it, and there's dedicated equipment that's pushing out education on monitoring, things like that, so I thought Carl would be a great addition to it. And Ben, I met through a friend of mine with the St. Louis Blues, and I think it was another great topic because we have to stay on top of it. Concussions aren't an immediate injury concern. What I mean by immediate is that, you know, if you break a wrist or if, you know, you tear an ACL, it's going to heal. You know the projections on that. With concussions, it's a long-term injury that we have to stay on, and if we screw it up early, it's going to have some long-term lasting effects that I think far outweigh what an ACL could do or what an ACL could have and things like that. So you're affecting somebody's really their life and their social society, their socialization and things like that, and their day-to-day mood and things like that. So we want to make sure we get that right. So
yeah, and that's the most interesting to me, I think, having seen, fortunately, I didn't get anything really severe enough keep me out or anything like that personally, but, you know, I've seen guys where they're on the shelf for 2 months, 2 years, stuff like that, you know, where it literally just derails their entire career. So, and I think, you know, there's so much conflicting information out there, you know, are we strengthening the neck? Are we not strengthening the neck? Does it matter? There's that. That's going to be really, really interesting. I'm anxious to learn more about that.
Yeah, Bill, I met through a friend, a mutual friend, years ago at Springfield College, and Mark Scappaticci. I met through. I've heard his name before. I met him through another friend named Matt Nickel with BioSteel, but also, I heard athletes talking a lot about Mark's technique, and I was following it. I was watching some videos on him, and I just reached out to him, and I was like, to talk to him about more soft tissue stuff. And then in my mind, I'm like, well, what about bringing him to PHAS? Because Mark and James offer a lot to both disciplines of athletic training and strength and conditioning. So it was great because now we can kill two birds at one stone and get the athletic trainers in the community and also the strength coaches to be on the same page and listen to two professionals that what they do affects both of our areas. Right. James, it's funny, James, he has two books out, The Metabolic Code and The Blood Never Lies, which are awesome books for anybody, any strength coach or any strength professional, or athletic trainer or therapist to read. And, I got his number through a friend with the Blackhawks, and I just called him and told him what we're doing, what we're trying to look at in terms of the blood, and he was happy to share some ideas. Very welcoming guy, and I asked him to come to the event because there's another group that's really not advertised that attends that event, and that's the NHL physicians. So the NHL physicians that attend, they have their policy meetings as well. And I'm hoping that, you know, some of the physicians want to come in and listen to James. Not all physicians or orthopedic surgeons look at the blood from a performance factor like, you know, we're trying to do or that James has built his career on. So that's how they all kind of came together.
Wow. Yeah, and that's what I think is cool, too, you know, just reinforcing that team effort among the trainers.
So.
And the,
mm-hmm.
Well, awesome. It sounds like a great event. You know, I think tough competition to perform better as in Chicago that weekend. That's kind of a tough Midwest competition. But, you know, if you're working with hockey players and you're in the hockey world, this definitely is going to be more targeted and maybe a little bit more, I don't know, maybe a little bit more useful for you as a practitioner. Let's step away a little bit from the meeting here, from the annual meeting, and talk a little bit about, you know, what you're doing with your guys. You guys are off to a great start, up 2-0 on LA as we speak. And so this can be a kind of a tricky time of year. What is your goal or what's your aims? You may have another 6 weeks to go here. So
what's
going on
with
you guys?
Yeah, we hope we have another 6 weeks. But, you know, it's interesting because it never ceases to amaze me how we transition out of the in-season and then get into the playoff schedule. And, you know, we transitioned out of a end of the season that we had about 14 games in February and then 15 games or 16 games in March. And, you know, you're playing pretty much every other day. You literally are. And in that two-month stretch, we only had two consecutive days off, which means you have two consecutive days that our practice days, pretty much. You know, you have five off days in the month that are mandatory per NHL rules, and then the coach is at his discretion to give more days off. But, you know, it's difficult because we went from trying to get one workout in a 7-day period, which is pretty sufficient to maintain the strength qualities that I'm looking at, our coaching staff has been amazing in the fact that, you know, they don't always want to bring the guys on the ice. They know at this time of the year it can be a mental drain. So they'll keep them off the ice or skate whoever they need to, some low-minute guys. And then the rest of the guys, the high-minute guys, will come up in the weight room with me. So that one workout in a 7-day period gets to be like two workouts, sometimes three. And the way they go out, the way they format is my first workout is the kind of more heavier stimulus or more intense stimulus, I should say. And I want to use the word heavy because I don't want to think everybody, you know, we're still lifting heavy because we kind of are. But, you know, what people would do for 3 to 4 reps is our singles right now, you know, just to be safe. And that second workout is more of it's less external load, more explosive in terms of jumps, in terms of iso holds into jump, different things like that, bells and whistles, a little bit more upper body. And then the third workout, if we can get it in because we're off the ice again, is basically a warm up that includes activation, soft tissue work with a roller, ball, or trigger point tool. And then we'll get into some stimulus work, maybe ball slam, maybe jump, or maybe, you know, 5 to 8 second rope slam or something like that. And then obviously core stability, anti-rotation type exercises. So we go into this off season now, and we began our run against LA, where we did get a team workout in, which was great. Everybody's on the same page. We get our stimulus in for this pretty much first round, and then we'll do a little bit. Like in LA, we had an off day. The coach didn't want to skate us between games 1 and 2. I brought him to a local gym. We just did a 15-minute warm-up on a piece of cardio equipment, and then we met for some activation and stretch and mobility stuff, and that was it. You know, we didn't have to do anything more than that. So, and that's the routine that we'll follow going through the rest of the year here. So
were you saying earlier towards the end of the season you wouldn't you'd only lift them on an off day or a day where they were not on the ice?
No. Okay. We scheduled a team workout within a 7-day period.
I see.
And that could be, that's pretty much a day before a game. In that schedule where I told you March and February had about 14 and 16 games, respectfully, within the month, we have to train the day before a game. Other strength coaches, and Sean Skain, a great friend of mine, while he was in Anaheim, he was a big proponent of working out after games. And I like that. I really do, because at least it gives you a whole nother day to recover. But we can't do that in our situation because our gym in the game rink is very small. So I wouldn't be able to get the 23 guys in there or 20 guys in there to train post game. It's just too, it's just too busy. So we use day before a game or our practice day to get our training in, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. And they think it's maybe not an ideal situation, but, yeah, at least you're able to get it done. And I know, you know, what you mentioned about Sean, I think post game is sort of the go-to time that a lot of guys are using, but, it all comes down to, what's your situation? What can you do? So going forward, you're looking for basically one team workout per series. It's probably going to depend a lot on time in between series and stuff like that. So, you know, if there happens to be a long break between series, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, long break, you know, like maybe if there's a 4-day break or something like that, we'll try to get two in. And again, stimulus will be high on the first one, but then we'll throttle down a little bit on the second just to allow for more recovery time. And we're trying to spend a lot of time away from the rink looking at what we're doing for recovery, you know, whether it be we bring in a couple different massage, regenerative type massage therapists, or we have bath salts or Epsom salt, magnesium salt type baths for a soak in warm water, or if we go hot, cold contrast, things like that. And then even to add on like natural sleep aids to help guys get a restful sleep and not be tossing and turning or leaning on like an Ambien, you know, to make sure that they get to sleep. So
right.
That's the kind of process. And then I'm involved with the nutritional side of stuff and ordering planning the meals, both from a pregame standpoint to a postgame standpoint, and then to a team dinner where the players just want to go out on their own. I kind of help them too with the restaurant, kind of plan out the menu. So, and add on the plane when we travel. So I try to stay on top of all those things. You know, there's a lot of little details that go into it, and you have to kind of try to hit the mark for 25 guys.
Oh yeah.
You know? So,
yeah. And you learn,
so it's challenging to please everybody.
Yeah. And you learn too. I mean, it's not just, you watch the players on TV obviously, but that's kind of a final product of everybody's work. And, you know,
yep.
to win a championship is everybody has to be absolutely at their best. So that's awesome that you're getting that stuff coordinated for the guys. And I think, like I said, it goes right into that team effort.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, Mike. Well, good luck tonight against LA, and really appreciate you taking a little bit of time to join us here. And good luck with the conference and the SCAF conference. And we look forward to hearing more about it and hopefully hearing from a lot of those presenters as we run up to that. So thanks again, Mike.
Thanks.
And good luck tonight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate being on.
All right, that's a wrap for episode 38 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thanks so much to Mike Potenza for joining us. I should learn my lesson and not talk too much about the playoffs because these are recorded well in advance. So right now as I record the exit here, they are up 2-1 on St. Louis. So just a little bit of an update on that. Anyway, guys, remember we are on Twitter at JoinUsAtHSC. We're also on Facebook. Make sure you join us. There is a lot of great content on Twitter and Facebook that does not make the site. So come check it out. Also, remember, if you are not part of the site, you can join us for just a buck for 7 days, and then you can join us on a month-to-month basis, or you can buy for the whole year. Guys, that's all for today. My name is Brian Sippets. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, be sure to train smart and check out HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, the world's best resource for training hockey players. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.